الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحديث 22 من الأحاديث 40 النووية عن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رجلا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، أرأيت إذا صليت الصلوات المكتوبات وصمت رمضان وأحللت الحلال وحرمت الحرام ولم أزد على ذلك شيئا، أأدخل الجنة؟ قال: نعم. قال: والله لا أزيد على ذلك شيئا. رواه مسلم. ومعنى حرمت الحرام اجتنبته، ومعنى أحللت الحلال فعلته معتقدا حله. قال الشارح حفظه الله الشيخ صالح الفوزان: هذا الرجل قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأله: أرأيت، أي أخبرني يا رسول الله، إذا صليت الصلوات المكتوبات، يعني اقتصرت على الصلوات الخمس ولم أتنفل، وصمت رمضان، يعني اقتصرت على الفرض ولم أصم تطوعا، وأحللت الحلال أي اعتقدت حله وفعلته وتناولت الحلال وتمتعت به، وحرمت الحرام أي اعتقدت تحريمه واجتنبته، أأدخل الجنة؟ قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعم، أي تدخل الجنة. فهذا الحديث فيه أن من أدى الواجبات والفرائض وترك المحرمات واكتفى بالحلال عن غيره من المآكل والمشارب المحرمة فإنه يدخل الجنة. والله عز وجل قسم المؤمنين إلى ثلاثة أقسام: الأول ظالم لنفسه، وهو الذي يقع في المعاصي دون الشرك، فهذا تحت المشيئة، إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه، ولكن هو من أهل الجنة ولو عذب فإن مآله إلى الجنة. والثاني وهو المقصود بهذا الحديث المقتصد، الذي اقتصر على الفرائض ولم يأتي بالنوافل وترك المحرمات واكتفى بالمباحات. الثالث السابق بالخيرات، وهو الذي أدى الواجبات والفرائض والنوافل وتجنب المحرمات والمكروهات وبعض المباحات احتياطا، فهذا في أعلى درجات المؤمنين. قال تعالى: فمنهم ظالم لنفسه، ومنهم مقتصد، ومنهم سابق بالخيرات. فالمؤمنون لا يخرجون عن هذه الأقسام الثلاثة، وكلهم في الجنة. قال تعالى: جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير. حتى الظالم لنفسه في الجنة ما دام ليس عنده شرك ولا كفر، وغاية ما هنالك أنه عنده معاص وكبائر دون الشرك، فهذا من أهل الجنة، إما أن يدخلها بعفو الله ومغفرته، وإما أن يعذب في النار بقدر ما يطهره من ذنوبه ثم يدخل الجنة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله على فضل الله ورحمته بعباده الذين استجابوا لندائه ونداء رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام بحسب منازلهم. والآية الكريمة التي فيها تقسيم الناس إلى ثلاثة أقسام، فيها حصر لأصحاب الجنة، وأن مراتبهم متفاوتة، فمنهم الظالم لنفسه أي اقترف شيئا من السيئات من أقوال وأفعال، ولكنها دون الشرك الأكبر والكفر الأكبر ودون النفاق الاعتقادي ودون الإلحاد المخرج من الملة، لم تكن شيئا من هذه الذنوب بل دونها. وقد قال الله تعالى: إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. فالظالم لنفسه كما سمعنا إما أن يدخل الجنة بدون أن يدخل النار، فهذا من فضل الله ورحمته، وذلك بتوفيق الله للشافعين أن يشفعوا في دخول أهل الكبائر الجنة. ومنهم من لا تطهره إلا النار من أهل الموبقات، فيعذب بقدر ما جنى، ومآله إلى الجنة، والأدلة على ذلك كثيرة، ومنها ما جاء في حديث الشفاعة الطويل: أخرجوا من النار من كان في قلبه أدنى مثقال حبة خردل من إيمان، وفي رواية مثقال ذرة، وذلك دليل على سعة رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى بعباده الذين استجابوا لندائه ونداء رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام. وأما المقتصدون فإن النار لا تمسهم، وهذا الحديث ينطبق عليهم أي على المقتصدين، أي اقتصروا على أداء الفرائض والواجبات وابتعدوا عن المحرمات ولم يأتوا بنوافل العبادات ولم يجتنبوا المكروهات، فهؤلاء هم أصحاب اليمين لا تمسهم النار أبداً، ولكن رتبتهم دون السابقين الذين قال الله في حقهم: والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. وعلى كل حال، فإن المسلم العاقل يجب أن يطبع في أعلى المنازل التي أعدها الله عز وجل لأهل التقوى وللسابقين والمسارعين والمتنافسين في الخيرات، فتراهم يبادرون إلى أداء الفرائض والواجبات وإلى التقرب إلى الله بالمستحبات من نوافل العبادات على اختلاف أنواعها، نوافل الصلاة ونوافل طلب العلم ونوافل الصوم والصدقات وكثرة الذكر والقراءة للقرآن الكريم وغير ذلك من أبواب الخير التي لا تحصر لأحد في مقام. العقلاء يتنافسون في ذلك ويتسابقون إليه، ليحرزوا ما أعده الله تبارك وتعالى للسابقين. ويليهم في الرتبة أصحاب اليمين، وقد علمنا صفاتهم، الأداء الكامل للواجبات والفرائض وما كان من نقص، فإن باب التوبة مفتوح يجبروه، فإن يجبرونه قد يجبرونه بشيء من النوافل، لكنهم ليسوا كالسابقين في المحافظة على نوافل العبادات، غير أنهم لا تمسهم النار ولهم منازلهم في الجنة عند الله التي لم تصل إلى منازل السابقين. وقد ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيحين: إن أهل الجنة لا يتراءون في الجنة كما تتراءون الكوكب الغابر في الأفق من الشرق أو الغرب لتفاضل ما بينهم. قالوا: يا رسول الله، تلك منازل الأنبياء لم يبلغها غيرهم؟ قال: بل هي لمن آمنوا بالله وصدقوا المرسلين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. والمطلوب الجد والاجتهاد في فرائض العبادات وتصحيح الاعتقاد قبل كل شيء، والواجبات وأداء الواجبات، والجد والاجتهاد في المستحبات لتكمل الفرائض والواجبات، ويستحق صاحبها أعلى المنازل عند الله في الجنة التي أعدها الله لعباده المؤمنين الذين جاء تقسيمهم في هذه الآية الكريمة: فمنهم ظالم لنفسه، ومنهم مقتصد، ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله، ذلك هو الفضل الكبير.
هذا، وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، حديث نمبر 22، حديث نمبر 22 from the 40 نووي حديث. On the authority of Abi Abdullah, Jabir, the son of Abdullah al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with them, that a man asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, do you think that if I pray the five obligatory prayers and fast Ramadan and take the halal to be lawful, take that which is lawful to be lawful, and take that which is forbidden to be forbidden, and I do not add anything to that, do I enter paradise? He said, yes. So the man said, by Allah, I would not add anything to that. By Allah, I would not add anything to that. Narrated by Muslim. And the meaning of take the forbidden that which is forbidden to be forbidden, meaning I will avoid it. I will avoid that which is unlawful. And the meaning of take the lawful to be lawful, meaning I will implement it, or I will take it while believing that it is permissible. So Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, may Allah preserve him, he said in explanation of this narration, he said that this man said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while questioning him, he said to him, Araita, yani, do you see? He started with, do you see? And here, do you see? The Shaykh said, meaning, tell me, O Messenger of Allah. Do you see? He means, tell me, O Messenger of Allah. Then he said, if I were to pray the five obligatory prayers, the Shaykh said, meaning that I only pray those five obligatory prayers, and I would not add anything to them. So I would not add any voluntary prayers and nawafil. Then he said, and I fast Ramadan. And I fast the month of Ramadan. The Shaykh said, meaning that I only fast the obligatory fasting. I only fast the obligatory fasting, and I would not voluntarily fast anything else apart from Ramadan. And I take the halal to be lawful, meaning that I will I will do that which is halal while holding the belief that it is permissible for me, while believing, firmly believing that it is halal for me to do so. and I will consume the halal and I will enjoy it. I will consume the halal and I will enjoy it. And حرمت الحرام, I'll take the haram to be unlawful, meaning that I will hold the belief that it is not permissible for me to do it, and I will avoid it. أدخل الجنة will I then enter paradise? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said yes, meaning you will enter paradise. He said yes, meaning you will enter paradise. So in this hadith, the Shaykh continues, he says, in this hadith is a proof that whosoever fulfills the obligations and a fara'id, and he abandons anything which is unlawful, which is haram, or that which is forbidden, and he only suffices himself with that which is halal. He only suffices himself with that which is halal, to do with the person eats, that which he drinks, and he suffices himself with everything that is halal, and he suffices himself with that, and he stays away from anything which is haram to eat, drink, or consume. Yes, then such person will enter paradise. Such person will enter paradise. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, He categorized the mu'mineen or the believers into three categories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He categorized the believers into three categories. The first one, ظالم لنفسه. The first one is a person who transgressed over himself. A person who transgressed over himself. And this person is the one who falls into disobedience and sins which is lower than shirk. Not as bad as shirk. Anything which is any sin which is lower than shirk. He had not reached shirk. So such person is under the will of Allah. Such person is under the will of Allah. If he wishes, he will forgive him. And if he wishes, he will punish him. However, he is from the people of Jannah. He is from the people of paradise. Even if he was punished in the hellfire, then eventually he will be admitted to paradise. The second one, or the second category, and this one, or this type, is the one which is intended by in this hadith. Yes, this category. Muqtasad, the one who's moderate. Or, in the middle way. يعني modest or moderate. And this such person, Muqtasad, is the one who only fulfills the obligations. He only fulfills the obligations, and he would not fulfill the nawafil, the voluntary actions. Yes, or the recommended actions. He will not do them. Only fulfill the obligations. And he would leave that which is not permissible. He would leave anything which is prohibited. So he will fulfill the obligations and leave that which is prohibited without adding anything which is voluntary or recommended. And he would only suffice himself with that which is lawful. He only suffices himself with that which is lawful. The third one, السابق بالخيرات, the ones who compete into the best of actions, the ones who compete in terms of the goodness, the khayrat, the good things. They compete with one another to achieving good things. And such person is the one who fulfills the obligations and the fara'id, and also fulfills the nawafil, the voluntary actions as well. And he stays away from that which is prohibited and that which is disliked. He stays away from that which is prohibited and that which is disliked. And he stays away as well from some of the lawful things, يعني to be on the safe side as well. Yes, so they fulfill this. The third one, the ones who compete in goodness, are the ones who fulfill the obligations. Also, they fulfill voluntary actions. They stay away from the prohibited actions and that which is disliked as well. And also, not only that, but they stay from some of the lawful things, يعني to be on the safe side. To be on the safe side. So such person is in the highest ranks. In the highest ranks in terms of the ranks of the believers. Such person is in the highest ranks of the ranks of the believers. And then the Shaykh quoted the verse in the book of Allah, in Surah Fatir, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorized this categorization, when he said in Surah Fatir, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. So from amongst them are those who transgressed over themselves, and from them are those who are moderate, and from them are those who compete in goodness. Naam, Surah Fatir. So the Shaykh continues, he says, so the believers do not go out of any of these categories. The believers, all of the believers, will have to fall under one of those categories. They cannot fall under any other category other than those three. And all of them are in paradise. All of those categories are in paradise. Allah Ta'ala said, جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباس فيها حرير. Gardens of eternity that they will be admitted to, and they will be adorned with bracelets made of gold and pearls, and their garments will be made of silk. Gardens of eternity they will be admitted to, they will be adorned with bracelets of gold and pearls, and their garments will be of silk. The Shaykh continues and he says, even the person who transgressed over himself, even the person who transgressed over himself is in the paradise. Like the one in the first category, he is also in paradise, as long as he does not have any shirk or disbelief. He does not have any shirk, which is to associate any partners with Allah, or he does not have any disbelief, or he has not fallen into any disbelief. And the Shaykh said, يعني, and the extent of his actions, or the extent of his sins, is that he has fallen into sins, and maybe some major sins as well, but those major sins do not reach the level of shirk or kufr. Yes? So this is the extent of his sins. They are major, but they are يعني, less than shirk or disbelief. So such person is from the people of paradise. Either he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits him to paradise without punishing him by his mercy and his forgiveness, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him with the fire according to that which is sufficient for him to purify him from the sins that he has fallen into. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either will forgive him because of his mercy and forgiveness, or he will punish him in the hellfire, for a period of time, which is enough to purify himself or purify him from the sins that he has committed. Yes, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove him from there and will admit him to paradise. And then the Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, hafidhahullah, he added, and we will mention the things we could hear because the line was cutting off. So the Sheikh said, so the people are according to their levels. The believers are according to their levels, and they have different ranks. And the noble verse, shows us the categorization of the believers. This noble verse from the Book of Allah shows us the categorization of the believers. And the Sheikh said, and in this verse, or in this this way of categorizing, you'd see that all of the believers are included in this. Anything who is excluded from these categories, then is not a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he included, he restricted all of the believers into one of those three categories. Yes, and they are the people of Jannah, they are the people of paradise. However, their levels vary. Their levels vary, some of them higher than others. So from amongst them are the ones who transgress over themselves. From them are those who transgress over themselves, meaning that they have committed some sins, whether by speech or by actions, yes, or any type of sins. But all of those sins, the actions or the speech, they are less than shirk or disbelief. Major disbelief or major shirk. All of those sins that they have fallen into are less than major shirk disbelief, and also atheism and disbelief in Allah. All of those. So all of those sins are less than that. They have not reached that level. And any sin, and also they are less than any sin which takes the person out of the fold of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse that indeed Allah forgives. Indeed Allah does not forgive shirk, and He forgives anything other than that to whomsoever He wishes. So Allah forgives, indeed Allah does not forgive shirk, and He forgives anything other than that to whomsoever He wishes. So the one who transgressed over himself, as we have heard from the explanation of Shaykh Salih Fawzan, either he will be admitted to paradise without entering the hellfire at all. The person who transgressed over himself is either he will enter paradise without being admitted to hellfire at all, or without being punished at all. And this is from the virtue and from the grace of Allah and from His mercy. And from for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting His permission to those who will intercede for such person, and he will be forgiven, and Allah will admit him to paradise by the permission of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives success to those who intercede for such person, then he will enter paradise without being punished in hellfire. As for the ones who their sins or the amount of sins they have committed, that it is not sufficient for them, or it is not enough for them to be purified except with the hellfire. As for the ones who transgress over themselves, but they have some sins, an amount of sins which can only be purified if they enter hellfire, if they are punished in the hellfire. As for such people, the Sheikh said, and those are the people of the deadly sins, the mubiqat, the deadly or destructive sins. Yes? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him according to his sin and according to that which is enough for him to be purified. And then eventually he will be removed from the hellfire into the paradise. And the proofs are many in the Quran and Sunnah for this situation, for such person. The proofs are many from the Quran and Sunnah for this removal of the hellfire, from the hellfire to the paradise. And also from them is the proof which is in hadith, which is found in hadith of the Shafa'a, the long hadith of the intercession. And you find in that hadith the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take out from the hellfire whosoever has in his heart the least amount of iman, and then less than that, until the last one would be removed. The Sheikh said in another narration, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who has an atom's weight of iman in his heart, remove him from the hellfire. Yes, until everyone will be removed who has the least of them has an atom's weight of iman in his heart. This is in the long hadith of the Shafa'a. After that, the second category are the muqtasideen, the ones who are moderate. They are in the middle way. And those are the ones who only fulfill the obligations and that which is obligatory upon them, and they stay away from that which is prohibited. However, they do not implement or fulfill anything which is voluntary for them. Yes, they only stick to the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions. Na'am. So the Sheikh said, those people as well, they will not enter hellfire. Those people, they will not enter hellfire. However, they are less than the sabiqun, the ones who compete in goodness. Yes, they are better than the ones who are transgressed over themselves. And those people, the moderate ones, they would not enter hellfire. However, they are less in comparison. They are less than those who compete in goodness. Naam? Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who compete in goodness, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And the ones who compete, or the first and the foremost ones, yes, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, they are the close ones. فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Yes, in blissful gardens. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about those people. They are the best ones, the ones who compete in goodness, and they are the ones who will be close to Allah in rank. So the moderate ones are less than the sabiqun, but better than the ones who transgress over themselves. And the Sheikh said, anyway, the wise Muslim, or the intellectual Muslim, the one who's sane and he's wise, he should always seek the highest of positions. The wise Muslim, he should always seek the highest of ranks and highest of positions, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the people of piety. For the people of piety, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for those who compete in goodness and race one another to perform actions of worship, so they compete with one another to reach those higher ranks which are closer to Allah. And you would see such people, the Sheikh said, competing in performance of types of worship, and also in performance of nawafil, voluntary actions. Also obligatory actions. And also they compete with one another in seeking knowledge, and also in fasting and paying charity, and also in remembrance of Allah. They increase in remembrance, and they compete with one another in remembrance of Allah, and recitation of the Quran, and other than that, from the doors of goodness, or from the ways of goodness, which is very difficult to mention all of them in one sitting. There are many. So the wise ones are the ones who compete with one another, so that they achieve which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the ones who compete in goodness. Yes, the wise ones are the ones who compete to reach the rank to reach the places which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the sabiqeen, for the first and the foremost, and those who compete in goodness. And after that, in the second rank, the Sheikh said, the second rank, which is lower than the ones who compete in goodness, yes, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for them, are the ashab al-yameen, the people of the right hand. the people of the right or the people of the right hand, ashabul yamin. And the Sheikh said, and we have يعني mentioned some of the attributes, yes, and they are the ones who fulfill the obligations. They fulfill that which is upon them from the obligations, and they fulfill it يعني correctly and completely. They fulfill it, and they stay away from that which is haram. Completely, they stay away from it. And any deficiency that they have or any shortcoming they have, they might sometimes do some voluntary actions. Yes, they might sometimes do voluntary actions to make up and to compensate for the shortcomings and the deficiencies that they have fallen into. Yes, however, they are not like the ones who compete in goodness. They are not like the ones who compete in goodness, and they are not like the ones who are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described them as the first and the foremost ones, السابقون الأولون, the first or the سابقون السابقون, the first most and the first most ones, yes, and they are not like them because they do not compete in the voluntary actions as they do. Except that the second category, which is the moderate ones, the Sheikh said that the fire will never touch them. The second category, the مقتصدون, the ones who are moderate or the ones who are in a middle path, except that the fire will never touch them, and they have a ranking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a higher ranking with Allah, but their rank is lower than the sabiqun. And also the Sheikh mentioned the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining the ranks or the different levels of the believers in the Day of Judgment, and he said the meaning or the translation of the meaning of the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that indeed the people of the paradise will see the different levels of each other, or they will see one another just how like the different planets see each other, يعني how far away some of them higher than each other. That's how the believers will see each other, and they see the different ranks of one another in the Day of Judgment. Yes, then the companions, they asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said to him, are those ranks or those higher ranks is something which is only specific to the prophets and the messengers, that no one else can share them with, or can no one else can share those rankings and those positions with them? But the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, he said, rather it is those people who believed in Allah and believed in his messenger until the rest of the hadith, as the Sheikh said. Yes, so it is not specific for their prophets and the messengers. The Sheikh said, so that which is required from the people is that they strive in worship. They strive and they try their hardest in fulfilling the worships and the fara'id, the obligatory actions. And also before all of that, and most importantly, to rectify or to correct one's aqidah. To correct and rectify the person's belief, aqidah, his creed. To have the correct belief before all of that. And also to strive and try your hardest in the recommended actions. Mustahabbat, the recommended actions, so that you complete or you make up for any deficiency, or you compensate for any shortcomings you have in the obligatory actions. And if the person does so, if the person competes in the goodness and competes into achieving those actions and even the voluntary ones, then such person will be deserving of the highest of ranks in the gardens and in the paradise which Allah had prepared for his slaves, the from his believing slaves, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in Surah Fatir, the verse Surah Fatir, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and from them or from amongst them are those who transgress over themselves, and those who are moderate, and those who compete in goodness. Na'am, hadha wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.